Hi guys, welcome back to This Is Life Unfiltered. I'm your host, Alexa Curtis, and I know I took last week off and I'm excited to get back in the groove of things. Before I get into this episode, make sure to follow This Is Life Unfiltered on social media at This Is Life Podcast and my personal social media at Alexa underscore Curtis. So if you follow me on social media, if you follow my work, you know that for the past almost 6 months, I've been planning this thing called the Be Fearless Summit. Successfully on Friday, the summit came to life as a full-day event at Drexel University in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You know, that was a long, long period of time to plan something that I could have done with months more time to plan, but I figured I would jump on here and kind of explain the process a bit, why I chose Drexel University, and truthfully, how I think the summit really went, and how I pulled that off on my own. So about over a year ago, I had this idea to create this Create and Cultivate style summit. If you're not familiar with Create and Cultivate, it's this huge women's conference and these pop-up conference summit style talks and workshops geared towards truly working women, working entrepreneurs that are quite popular with keynotes like Rosie Huntington-Whiteley and Shay Mitchell and Mindy Kaling are some of the people who have spoken at these. I personally had never been to Create and Cultivate, but I've spoken at tons of colleges from UConn to Northeastern to Eastern Connecticut State University to Quinnipiac coming up on April 5th to USC on April 14th or the 25th or whatever next month. So, you know, I've spent a lot of time on college campuses and I've gone to a lot of different women's career-oriented conferences. So every time I go to one of these conferences, it's great. I speak with kick-ass women. You know, I spoke at the Pennsylvania Conference for Women and Amal Clooney was there and Serena Williams. And quite frequently, I'm the youngest person on any panel that I'm speaking on. And that's great. It works out to my advantage. But I walk away learning things from the people who are there that I wish I knew prior. For example, when you speak with a group of women who are in their 30s or their 40s, they know way more about taxes and relationships and friendships just from additional years of life. So every time I've spoken at one of these conferences and I've walked away thinking like, oh, I wish I knew that, or oh, I wish I was taught that, I kind of started to brainstorm different ways about how I could to some colleges. I didn't really get a lot of good feedback. I got a lot of this is very new and what's your goal and how are you going to make money off of this and what do our students get out of it? Some questions I couldn't answer. Some I truthfully knew the answer to, but I was having so much trouble trying to find the one college who would give me a yes. Though I consistently was speaking with more and more young people, realizing that the need to be taught about things like relationships and friendships, how to not screw up your first internship or job, truly how to not screw up your life, what to do if you're even in an abusive relationship, all these things that people aren't taught about in high school, middle school, and college. During my regular day-to-day life, I'm learning how crucial it is to start speaking about these things. So then over the course of a year, I pitched it out. I kind of let the idea go. I had the idea, you know, to call it the Be Fearless Summit because I had the show Fearless Every Day and the podcast This Is Life Unfiltered and started the whole Fearless Fridays movement. I even trademarked the BeFearlessSummit.org like early 2018, like mid 2018. I trademarked and FearlessSummit.org because I was like, I'm going to make something out of this. And I wanted to call it a summit. I didn't want to call it a conference because conference sounds so expected and so geared towards older people. And right now there's such a missing kind of area and amount of attention geared towards people truly my age. So fast forward, and I believe October, I was asked to speak at the Pennsylvania Conference for Women, and I spoke with Amal Clooney and Serena Williams, and it was this fabulous conference. And after most women's conferences, you'll go, even South by Southwest, any of these huge conferences, you'll go to the bottom floor, and there's vendors, and you can kind of talk with, network with the vendors. It's a great networking opportunity. So I'm walking around, and I'm kind of like, oh, you know, the vendors at this one are kind of weird. I've never been to Philadelphia. I'm not really familiar with it. But all the times that I've spoken at these conferences, they usually will pay for your travel or a hotel room. So you're usually like pretty set when you're there because they obviously want to get you to speak. So I'm walking around and I come across Drexel, and I knew a girl, the girl I actually used to do and run this podcast with, I knew was going to Drexel. So I was familiar with the college and I walked right up and was like, you know, is there anyone here actually that works at the college? And I ended up talking with like the head woman at the business division at Drexel and was like, I kind of was very forward with her and was like, look, here's my business card. I've had this idea. I've had it for a while. Like, I've never sent it to Drexel. She was like, okay, tell me about it. So I briefly gave her the overview and she was like, oh, wow, this is something that we've actually wanted to put together. And I was like, oh, okay. So I emailed her afterwards and she invited me in for a meeting. So I flew out in early December and I went and officially met with Drexel and I pitched them this idea. And, you know, I created this PowerPoint and what I thought the day would look like. And at the end of the meeting, they were like, you know, this is great. The only thing is we have no money. So, you know, we're a college. We're willing to offer you the space in return for hosting this for our students. And I was like, that's great. You know, I'm 100% in. So I went into this thinking, oh, you know, I'm going to call a few executives, a few friends, like some celebrities. I'm going to ask them to speak, show up. That's it. You know, I have the name. That's it. I was like, you know, I don't really need to make money off of this. I would love to, but it wasn't my game plan. So, you know, over the course of the past 5 months, I created this plan, this full day called the Be Fearless Summit, coming to Drexel University, which was a full day conference summit type thing inspired to by Create and Cultivate, inspiring young people to get out of their comfort zones and be given the tools and inspiration they need from major entrepreneurs out there and CEOs who are hiring young budding people like this, students who are leaving college. And even high schoolers entering college. So the summit was on Friday and I started to kind of like, I want to say, lose my mind probably like 2 weeks ago. So I went into this like expecting I would just make a few phone calls and, you know, it would just be that. And then I ended up getting approached by Girls Life magazine who had come across the summit and they wanted to jump on a call. This was maybe 3 months ago and they decided to partner with me. So that meant that they wanted to be involved with the whole process of the summit. They wanted to say that they were presenting it because it was obviously great publicity for them. And then they wanted to kind of be involved with every step of the way, all the marketing materials and all this kind of stuff. And that's when I kind of realized like, oh, maybe this is a little bit bigger than I'm expecting. You know, this huge magazine wants to be involved. They want this and this and this. And I'm kind of like, oh, okay. Like, you know, I don't really even know what this means, but I'm just going along with it. I'm making tote bags and I'm reaching out to these brands. And I was coming up with random costs and pitching brands. I was actually hiring people throughout the whole time to find and research tons of different brands, from CBD brands to food brands, protein bar, water. Because I'm so type A, like I knew in the back of my mind, I wouldn't just have to call a few people and ask them to show up. I knew I wanted it to be on the same level in a way of some of the conferences I've gone to, knowing though that only about 200 to 250 people would come. So I get this magazine partner involved and it's really exciting and they give me this ad and, you know, the whole team at Girls Life truly helped me put together the schedule. I can't thank them enough for that. They assisted in areas that I completely lacked. You know, I took on a huge project, you guys. I took on something that was completely, completely out of my bandwidth to handle. And even looking back now, it's been a few days. I don't know how I did it. I really don't know how I did it. But they truly helped with the schedule. They helped find, you know, brands to put in the goodie bags and everything. And they were absolutely incredible. So that's when I started realizing that the summit was like getting a little bit out of my hands in the sense that like I had more eyes on me. I had more responsibilities. I managed to sell all of the 6 different booths that were available to different sponsors. And so that's when the contracts start coming in. That's when you have people asking, you know, what is my brand going to get out of this summit? How many people are going to be there? How many eyes? So then I start reaching out to the video and photography team and like other local media and hiring this publicist. And luckily it all came together, but I feel like I learned so much from that summit, from doing that all on my own. I mean, obviously I got myself the Disney show. I've gotten this far in my career. I have no help. I have no financial assistance. I have no mentor. I never have had a mentor, and I've gotten this far without having anybody. But truly on Friday, I walked away like reminding myself how important it is for me to have somebody in my corner. And I think that when you're an entrepreneur, there's a lot of things that you learn from all of these different experiences and opportunities, some negative and some positive. But I really learned the definition of kind of what I am and what I am trying to build through that summit. Like, you know, even last week, I woke up on Monday. I had such a difficult weekend. I had to go to Sacramento because I had to do a TV segment, because as much as I love doing things like the podcast and the Disney show and the summit, you know, I'm not making a living off of that. That's not paying my assistant. That's not paying my rent. So I had to go to Sacramento, and that was really stressful. And a few different things happened that really just continued to build and build and build and escalate. So last Monday, I woke up and I was just a mess. I just couldn't get out of bed. I was truthfully so depressed. I had to call out of an interview that I had that was pretty big, and I felt like I was losing it. And I felt like that because for the past, you know, 3 weeks, it kind of became crunch time. I was getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning and I was working straight until 9 p.m. I was eating literally one meal a day and having 6 cups of coffee because I was so and am still so invested in the success of the summit. And once I realized the possibilities that this could become into, and also the pressure that I put on myself to be successful, I just was kind of go, 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 go. And I knew I was going to get burned out. And I knew, especially after going to Sacramento, that I was going to get burnt out. And I did. And on Monday, I, you know, I had to make a few phone calls and I had to take care of my mental health. And I got up and I pushed through that week. And Friday was a success. And I think everyone who walked away from it truly learned something. And the feedback that I got made my heart literally melt. Like I, you know, I could have walked in and nobody showed up. Nobody walked away feeling anything. But I managed to get some pretty big executives just from pitching to come, and they flew out from LA and people flew out from LA to be on panels. And I think that responsibility that I had then put onto myself, knowing that it was up to me to make this a success, that there really was not too much help that I had along the way to make it a success. It was just building, and I'm really glad that it paid off. But I think one of the main things that I learned, there's a few things, but I would say one of the main things that I would learn, that I learned from that I would advise other people to be aware of, is the pressure that you put on yourself is the kind of make it or break it. I mean, I'm tremendously proud of myself for pulling that off, because I haven't even, like today, I haven't even eaten a real meal. I mean, the stress after the summit is just as much as the stress before, like the recap and people wanting pictures and people being unhappy if they, you know, not everyone showed up. Like there's a lot of things that are out of my control in my career. There's a lot of things that are in my control, but specifically with the summit, I felt like there was a lot of things that ended up becoming out of my control. For example, like certain things that are up to the college to confirm and to be adamant about. For example, the amount of people that would show up, and we did completely sell out, but unfortunately not everyone showed up. And that looks bad on me, because how could a summit be sold out and then not everyone shows up? And it was obvious that not 250 people were there. But at the end of the day, there's factors that are out of my control. And when you run your own company, like I'm saying, you know, like I just said a few moments ago, the pressure you put on yourself to be successful is so tremendous that you sometimes, I think, can kind of lose sight of the bigger picture. So the little things like some of the pamphlets being wrong and not everyone showing up and maybe somebody or a sponsor being unhappy, they start to build and they start to mount. So the biggest thing that I really walked away with is, you know, really giving myself some credit here that I think is necessary, that I rarely give on myself. And as much as people find me so inspiring and I'm so honored, sometimes the pressure that I put on myself to be successful is so much pressure that I just feel like confused a lot of the time. Like, what am I doing? Am I successful? Why does somebody say this? Yet I look at myself in the mirror and I question myself all of the time. So I think trying to find a balance between that is something that I now know that I have to work harder for when I do another summit. The second thing that I learned is like the responsibility of doing everything on your own is so much that unless you're like purposely trying to lose your mental health, then you need a team. I mean, I pulled this off with myself and my assistant, Alexis, and she's the most incredible individual. I thank her so much from the bottom of my heart. I don't know how we did it. But I was told that there would be volunteers the day of, and there were no volunteers, right? So I ended up having to go out of pocket to pay people that I was not expecting to help throughout the whole day. So going forward now for the next summit, I know I need a whole team of people, because there are little things you wouldn't even think that need to be done, like somebody needs to sit at the front door of a college or of whatever, and they need to hand out brochures. There need to be signs put up. There needs to be like a speaker's room. You know, I wanted to envision this to be one of these fantastic conferences that I've spoken at, and I think that that's what it came to life to be. But that really was just because I have gone to those conferences before, and I never, if I hadn't gone to so many of these before, I wouldn't have known that there's always a private room for the speakers with like water and fancy gift bags and stuff. And luckily we put those together, but that's only because of my past knowledge. And then I also think it's really important to note that when you feel like your life is getting out of control, like truthfully, I mean, I'm trying to be so open and honest and candid in this episode because I want and have always been adamant about showing the downsides and reality behind entrepreneurship. And it's not easy. And social media makes it look very easy, and it's not. And I think that I did really sacrifice my mental health for the past few weeks, which I hate to say openly. And that's because to pull something off like this summit on your own, it's like day, hour by hour, minute by minute, every minute counts. And then on top of trying to do the summit, you know, I have my podcast and the Disney show. And then it's like, you know, you have to make a living too. So that's not quite often talked about with entrepreneurship, is the more responsibility you take on that attributes to more success, the less money sometimes you're going to make. So the more money you make in towards the public eye, it's like the more money you're making, the more success. And that's always what I attribute it to. And after the summit, I realized that sometimes it's not all like that. It's not 1 + 1 = 2. You, when you run any type of company, you will sacrifice the financial stability for certain opportunities that you will take on. This is one of them. Like, I had to put multiple things on credit cards that I was not expecting to put on credit cards, because at that time, over the past 5 months, there was no confirmation of return on investment. I had to pay for multiple people's travel. I had to pay for multiple people's hotel rooms, things that I didn't really think about from the beginning that now I know. So now I know when I go to the next sponsor, or even if you're trying to plan a similar conference, you know, like, this is what you have to do. And this is the things you need to think of. And budget is a huge thing. But again, when you're an entrepreneur, now more so than ever in my career, I have had to put out much more money than I've ever thought about. And, you know, for the beginning part of my career, there was a lot of not being financially stable, to then becoming financially stable, to now being at a point in my career where the more money I put out, I know the more return that I get. And sometimes you have to sacrifice that financial stability that I'm quite used to then get more return on investment for my career. And that's quite difficult. I mean, it takes a lot of adjustment, because as much as I love to jump into things and go full force into things, I lack sometimes that reminder that I have to make a living too, that I have no plan B. And as scary as that is, my ideas, they just keep coming and coming, and sometimes they overtake those feelings. And then I look at my bank account and I'm like, oh my God, like, you know, what am I going to do now? I'm going to need to do something now, because I spent $500 that I wasn't expecting on that, and now I want to make the $500 back. So in the scheme of things, I would say those are the top three things that I learned. And then I also really walked away from this summit realizing how desperately right now young people need to learn these topics. And I'm really glad that I am, I think, the first person who's put together something like this at colleges. I mean, I'm aware that other conferences exist, but I don't necessarily know that a lot of other conferences exist that are at colleges. And I think perhaps that's because colleges are kind of intimidating. They take a lot more necessary attention and involvement to be involved with than, say, hosting your own summit on a platform that's not on a college. because you don't have as much people that have to say yes. And when you're dealing with multiple individuals, even like the partner of the magazine and the college and these sponsors, there's levels of people you have to get approval from. And if you haven't gotten those levels of approval, there's a lot of things that become very difficult. So I think that I'm very glad that now I have that confirmed mental note in the back of my mind that like I'm not crazy, that I know that these are things that young people need to be taught about. And I got that confirmation on Friday from the incredible, incredible response that I got from everyone who attended. And for it being my first summit, I'm trying not to be as tough on myself as I think I want to be, because there are multiple things that I look back on and I'm like, oh, I should have done that better. And how did I screw up that? And why did I do that? But at the end of the day, we're all doing the best that we can. So the minute you find yourself putting yourself down or trying to do better at something, just realize that you are doing the best that you can. And there's really nothing else that you can do to become more successful. It's up to you to create those ideas and define your destiny. But also, at the end of the day, some things truly are out of your control. And when you're an entrepreneur, it's hard to realize that things are out of your control at certain times. But again, that comes with the responsibility. And then alongside that, the success you have from putting the work sometimes onto other people and partnering with other companies or brands or even colleges. I also want to know, I was at the gym on Monday, I flew back yesterday, and I got right off the flight and I went to Pilates with my Pilates trainer. And she said to me, you know, where did you go to college? And I was like, kid, I thought you knew, like, I didn't go to college. And she was like, oh, that's really weird. Like, I thought you went to college. What is it about colleges that you're so obsessed with? And then I kind of had a moment where I realized, like, wow, I think that there is something about colleges that I'm really fascinated by. And I told her, and I was like, I don't think it's colleges. Like, I'm fascinated by people. I'm fascinated by the concept that people go to learn in a type of setting like a college, and they learn these things like math and science and writing, yet they walk away not knowing things like taxes and friendships and relationships and family things. And I always kind of think of myself as very captivated by people. Like, I've always been very fascinated by relationships and like why girls like boys and boys like girls and girls like other girls and boys like other girls. Like, there's things like that that I've always been very fascinated with. And I think that in a college setting, you get so many different types of people. And that's the demographic that I really want to hit. And I mean, whether it's a public school or a private college, like, I don't really care, but I just find that so many different types of people congregate on these campuses and at these colleges. And those are the kind of people my age who I want to target, because at the end of the day, so many people between, I want to say, the ages of like 18, even now up to like 27 plus 27 are quite confused, are quite frustrated, are not sure what career path they want to follow, or they want to break into a certain industry and they don't know how. And that's why I created this concept, is because I wanted to be the person to inspire young people to follow a path similar to mine, not necessarily in entertainment, but the path of confidence when it comes to creating and defining your own destiny. So I'm not expecting, nor did I the entire day. Like, I actually wanted to not speak at all. And everyone was like, you need to say something. So I didn't really open it up to Q&A for myself throughout any of the talks that I moderated or that I spoke at during the beginning of the day, because I didn't really want the attention on myself. I put a quote out on Instagram a few weeks ago where I said, just because you want to work a 9-to-5 doesn't mean you're normal. Like, normal does not exist. And I got a lot of feedback from that quote. And throughout the whole day at the summit, that stayed in the back of my mind, because I wanted every executive there, whether they were now running their own company or whether they were still working for a big corporation, to showcase their experiences in life and not necessarily fully their career to these young people, because so many of the things that you do build up to the career that you're going to get. And a lot of people don't, most people will not be working for themselves. Even the founder and chief of Girls Life Magazine, who spoke with myself and Michelle Grant, who's the founder of Lively. And she said, you know, raise of hands, how many people want to work corporate jobs? And then she said, raise of hands, how many people want to be entrepreneurs? And then she said, realistically, 1% of you will work for yourself. She said, either 1% of you will work for yourself, and that is because it is too difficult. Realistically, scientifically proven entrepreneurship is too difficult. And number two, it is too difficult to make a company successful. Whether it was 2001 or whether it's 2019, it is realistically incredibly difficult to make any company successful. So the percentage of people who can overcome that hurdle and overcome the initial frustrations, there was a lot of questions about just frustrations in life and career, are the people who will probably go on to create successful companies. Because if you have that idea and you implement it and you cannot get adjusted to being pushed down, to getting frustrating, to being disappointed over and over and over, you will not have a successful company, because all of the entrepreneurs there, myself included, can vouch. Like, I talk about it all the time, the rejection, the getting pushed down, the getting told no, the frustrations in your personal life, in your business life, it all becomes one. And if you cannot balance it all, it becomes very difficult. So I just wanted to jump on here and explain a little bit about the concept behind this summit. You know, the long-term goal for this summit is for me to make it pop-ups at colleges. I think my manager flew in for the summit and my publicist was there. And afterwards, we all kind of talked. And I think a lot of us agreed that this might not be something that's geared towards colleges or should be on college campuses, but more show that demographic, because that demographic isn't being spoken to directly. But again, once you partner with a college, you get confirmation that people will show up, but then there's also a lot of rules and regulations that you have to abide by. And at the end of the day, like, there are certain things that I feel very strongly about that I don't know people necessarily agree with. And so I like having that control outside of a school environment. So that's why it might be something that's more geared towards just being at a conference venue and not being at a college. But I don't know. I mean, right now I need to take some time. I need to slow down. I'm back in LA and we have to pitch this TV show officially on Friday. The meeting got changed and then I have a bunch of work this week. And then I truly need to take a few steps back, because I've really realized the repercussions of going for so many weeks, so fast paced, and it's quite fun and it's invigorating, and you will eventually crash. And I think right now I'm a little bit in that crash phase and I don't want to get burnt out. So I'm trying right now, as hard as it is, to not get burnt out and to force myself to slow down. So that's what I will do. And then I hope after I take this little bit of time off, I don't have any talks scheduled until April 4th, which is when I have a college talk in Connecticut. I will come back rejuvenated with even more ideas about the conference, but now the hype is like kind of still there and I need to just let it settle. And then once that's settled, I can kind of refocus and regain insight into where I think the summit should go next. So if you guys have certain ideas or places you would love to see this summit, please, please, please feel free to reach out. I got so many replies from London to Alabama to Missouri to cities I've never even heard of. On Instagram, a poll that I released on where I should host the next summit, and I thought I was gonna cry. Like, I'm speechless in the sense that I pulled that off, because I don't know how I pulled it off and I didn't go into like a crazy, ridiculous mental health situation. And I'm also incredibly thrilled that people walked away with something, because that was all I wanted, was one person to walk away feeling inspired. And I got the impression that many more people than one felt inspired, and that melted my heart. You know, some people were tweeting about it and girls were writing blog posts about it. And I'm in this summit. This is my summit. And I'm looking at it like, who made this? Like, you know what I mean? Like, how did somebody do this? And I'm kind of like, wow, like, I did this. There's something here. This is a new journey and a new venture for myself and my career. And I'm thrilled for the support. I'm so happy. It brings tears to my eyes that people feel inspired and see the concept behind this. And I'm so thrilled to see myself evolve and see all of the people who attended and our sponsors and our attendees and all of my friends who supported this. And I leave you with one piece of advice. And that piece of advice is, I know I always say you need one person to tell you yes. And sometimes you do. For the bigger things, you do need one person one bigger person, one bigger power than you to say yes. But if you have an idea, if you are passionate about it, you do not need anybody to say yes to you besides yourself. You are the yes. Think of yourself as that why. So whenever you have that money idea, whenever you have that idea where you're like, yeah, there's something here, you would tell yourself yes. And you wake up every freaking morning and you tell yourself yes until that idea becomes a reality. And that's what I did and have done for most of my career. But specifically for this summit, that is what I did. And that's why I pulled it off. And that's why it's a success, because I removed myself from the equation. All of the truly pain and the lack of sleep, the lack of food, the lack of even conversations I was having with people, because I was so invested in this, where I was getting up at 5 and working till 8, as unhealthy as 8 or 9 as I know that is. I removed myself from the equation and I filled the void that is necessary right now to help young people. And that's all that matters to me, is that somebody was helped and somebody feels inspired. And I successfully did that. And now I know what the next steps to do is to make it even more successful the next time. So when you have that idea, you tell yourself yes, and it might take a little longer. That this particular idea took me over a year to implement. Some will take longer and some will take shorter, but as long as you believe so deeply in that idea, you are bound to be successful. I can guarantee you from the bottom of my heart, you will be successful, because you are the only one who gives yourself the permission to be successful at whatever you decide to pursue. So that's a wrap, you guys. This is all I have. I know a little bit of a shorter episode, but I wanted to jump on here. I wanted to say how I truthfully think it did, and honestly, what I would do different next time and what I learned. Because what is this summit? What is my company if I'm not showcasing the reality behind the ideas that I have and what I try and create? And so it inspires you all to be aware of what happens when you create a company or when you have these ideas. Because like I say, you know, Instagram is your highlight reel, but you can't curate your life. You can only curate your Instagram feed. So it's completely up to you to take on the responsibility and be aware of it when you take on a project like this. And I'm just so happy that I did it. There's so many pictures online at fearlesssummit.org. If any of you guys want to take a look at them, head to befearlesssummit.org or lifeunfilteredwithalexa.com for more pictures and more feedback from the summit. And I'm so excited to meet more of you guys across the country. I'll probably do another summit in the fall once I take a few weeks off. I don't even know why I say that, because it's so difficult for me to take time off, but I just need at least a few days off here to relax a little bit after last week and after this week. So I will come back and have new ideas, and I welcome all of your guys' continued feedback and especially support. I couldn't have done it with anyone without you guys being so supportive, because I really, during this process, felt like I didn't know if I could pull it off, and I did, and I truly attribute that to many of you who have followed my journey and believed in this concept from the beginning. So I love you guys all so much. I love you, love you, love you. Make sure to follow along with the podcast on This Is Life Unfiltered on social media at This Is Life Podcast. And we're also available now to listen to on Spotify. If you weren't aware of that, we've been on Spotify for a while. And my personal social media is @Alexa_Curtis. I love you guys so, 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 so much. Thank you. Make sure to check out these pictures. I hope you love every single one of them. And I'll see you guys next week. And I will hopefully see some of you soon at the next Be Fearless Summit later this year. Have an awesome rest of your week. And never, ever, ever say no to any of your ideas, because they are all very, very, very valid. Bye, guys.